This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. What do you get when you cross a handbag and accessories business with a footwear company? I'm sure there is a snappy comeback to that someplace, but we are a business show, so you get the corporate answer. Coach says it's going to buy the Stuart Weitzman brand, which is, in case fashion is not your thing, a maker of shoes in the $300 to $700 range. The half-billion-dollar deal announced today comes after Coach's stock slid more than 30% last year, which kind of explains the half-billion-dollar deal announced today. Tim Fitzsimmons has the story.
Coach occupies a level of the fashion marketplace known as accessible luxury. That's expensive, but not too expensive. Your average American could buy a Coach bag for $300, but they'd have to think about it first. Part of Coach's stock troubles, though, is because the luxury aspect of its brand became too accessible, says Dorothy Lackner. She's a specialty retail analyst with Topeka Capital Markets.
It's also the result of having created a monster in their outlet stores and flash site through which they were discounting a lot of product.
By lowering the prices, they not only reduced their revenues, but also picked away at the luxurious luster of their brand. Here's Milton Pedraza, CEO of the Luxury Institute.
The problem in luxury is that you don't know you've crossed over the line until you've crossed over the line.
So last year would be that whoops moment for Coach.
Retail in general is pretty zero-sum.
That's Sucharita Mulparu, a retail analyst at Forrester Research. When different brands become more popular, she says, others suffer. And Coach's more fashionable nemeses are named Tory Burch, Kate Spade, and Michael Kors. By buying the popular brand Stuart Weitzman, Coach will create a new revenue stream and may also find savings in economies of scale, like buying more leather and fabric in bulk. And Milton Pedraza says there might be something else afoot. Coach may be planning to become a conglomerate, like the big three holding companies behind top luxury brands like Louis Vuitton, Gucci, and Montblanc.
And accumulate a portfolio of brands that will be hopefully more resilient than just having one brand alone.
Maybe that will fix things. I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.